president getting into those issues on the Sunday news shows at the White House. Fox's John Decker.
As part of a crackdown on illegal immigration into the U.S., Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation said that Mexico is deploying 6,000 troops to their southern border.
And for the first time ever, Mexico is taking back 100% of Central Americans who apply for asylum in our country that will now remain in Mexico.
Meanwhile, even as President Trump is threatening to impose major new sanctions against Iran, the president telling NBC's Meet the Press that he's open to talking to the leadership of Iran with no preconditions. Chris?
Yeah, Joe, the president also tells Meet the Press Hillary Clinton was a tougher opponent in 2016 than Joe Biden would be next year.
I would actually rather run against Biden. I think that would be my preference.
Why?
Sleepy Joe. He's sleepy.
He says Clinton, on the other hand, was ruthless and vicious. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will announce this morning a bill with other Democrats in the House to wipe out student loan debt and make public colleges, universities, and trade schools free.
We're going to be saying that it is a little bit crazy for people to do what they have to do, which is to get a quality education and then find themselves in the absurd position of having to pay that debt off for decades.
This was at a campaign event in South Carolina yesterday. The plan would be paid for with new taxes on stock and bond transactions. Another Democrat running for president, Elizabeth Warren, has proposed wiping out some student loan debt for people making under six figures. Things are back to normal now at the airports in Dallas, Texas. A lightning strike disrupted radio transmissions. Some flights had to be canceled or delayed. The issue lasted for about 2 hours yesterday evening. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Merger in the casino business.
The Caesars Casino Company is about to become part of Eldorado Resorts. It's a stock and cash deal valued at $18 billion. The combined business is expected to compete with larger casino operators, including Las Vegas Sands Corporation, Wynn Resorts, and MGM Resorts International. The merged company will be called Caesars. Caesars emerged from bankruptcy in 2017. It has 53 properties in 14 states and 5 countries outside the U.S. Eldorado owns and operates 26 properties in 12 states. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The attorney for a man suspected of some sort of involvement in his estranged wife's disappearance in Connecticut says they've discovered a mystery novel Jennifer Dulos wrote similar to the book Gone Girl. In that, a woman stages her own disappearance, and this attorney suggesting that maybe that's what happened here. Fotis Dulos and his current girlfriend have pleaded not guilty to charges of evidence tampering and hindering prosecution. There's Women's World Cup soccer today.
After putting up 18 goals and sweeping the group stage, the American women return to the pitch today for round of 16 action as the reigning champs get set to take on Spain. Spain coming out of Group B as runners-up and in the knockout stage of the World Cup for the first time ever. The U.S. and Spain get underway at noon Eastern time. That's followed by Sweden squaring off against Canada. Sweden runners-up to the United States in Group F action. Canada finishing second to the Netherlands in Group E play. Those two will get underway at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch both these World Cup matches on Fox Sports One. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Madonna does it again.
I'm tired of being far away from home, far from working home.
Her new album, Madame X, debuts at number one on the Billboard chart. It's her ninth number one album, going back to Like a Virgin in 1985. That's tied for sixth all time. The Beatles have the most number one albums, 19. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
Police think a stabbing that happened in Campus Town on Friday afternoon was prompted by a fight caused by people who might have been drunk. The stabbing happened outside McDonald's on Green Street. Police arrested 66-year-old Jerry Webb for aggravated battery. The victim was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. 5 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to removing an electronic ankle monitoring bracelet he was required to wear while on parole. 32-year-old Eric Kirk pleaded guilty to escape. A more serious charge was dropped in exchange for the plea. He was required to wear the bracelet while on parole for a weapons offense. He removed it sometime in 2018. Quick reminder that starting July 1st, Illinois drivers caught using their cell phones will get a moving violation on their first offense. It also comes with a $75 fine on the first offense, $100 on the second offense. It's $125 on the third offense. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Join former Illini basketball great Kendall Gill on July 8th for the 30th annual golf benefit for Cunningham Children's Home. The benefit raises money for Cunningham Boys Group Home, which is named in Kendall's honor. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the golf outing, and we want your foursome to join in a day filled with golf and good works. To learn more about golfing in or sponsoring the 30th annual Kendall Gill Golf Benefit, visit CunninghamChildrensHome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
Hey, Trey, you excited about the women's soccer showdown?
You know it. The U.S. team is on point.
What do you think makes them so unstoppable?
I don't know. The passing, the shooting, the defense, the teamwork, the ball control, just being generally awesome?
Yeah, it's anyone's guess, but probably all of them.
Kind
of
like almonds.
Almonds?
They've got natural energizing protein and fiber and good fats, calcium, vitamin E, riboflavin, magnesium.
Okay, I think we get it. Almonds are nature's wingers.
Exactly.
Own your everyday. Every day this soccer season with California Almonds.
Durst has been around since 1935, giving excellent service to customers for 84 years. Let's put that into some context. Hank Greenberg and the Tigers beat the Cubs in the World Series that year. The first ever Heisman Trophy was won. And Babe Ruth hit his last of 714 career home runs. Durst has seen all trends and flavors of the month go by in those 84 years, but they have been a constant you can trust to get your bike and exercise equipment. Go with the third generation Champagne staple in Durst Cycle and Fitness on West University in Urbana or on North Madison Champagne.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially later today. We've got a high 80, low 61. Humidity at 71% right now. 86 the high tomorrow with sunshine. Chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at 20%. There's a 30% chance of showers as we get warmer Wednesday through Saturday, up towards 88 for the high. 68 our low in the evening. Right now the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Last night, State Farm Center, Foreigner in town. I Want to Know What Love Is. Centennial Choir doing some background. This is how it sounded. Led by now-retired Marion Wyatt. You're on the right-hand side on the screen in a blue gown. Is that you?
Yes.
You were perfect. Your voice is awesome. The choir was kind of bopping around. You looked great, sounded great. Obviously, Foreigner's never sounded that good. Way to go!
Oh, thank you. I'll tell you what, it was the most amazing rush. I'm used to being the choir director, and if you look at a video of it, you'll see me constantly turning around and making eye contact with the students, because I'm used to being conducting and looking at the kids.
Yeah.
But they told us we could have 25 people on.
Wow.
And I could have six chaperones, including myself, which would be 31 seats. And I thought, I don't need a chaperone. These kids, you know, they tell me what to do. And by golly, we took 30 kids with us, and when we got there and met the people that we needed to from Foreigner, I said, I have 30 kids here, and I'm getting ready to retire. I've got to turn in my keys this morning.
Mm.
And I said, if there's any way, I brought a choir robe, I would like to be one of the kids. And they kind of said, well, we're only allowed to have 25. And then I thought, well, okay, we've got to find our way in here. So Channel 3 was there, and Alex Cordetti and Mark Maxwell had an interview set up with Jeff Pilson, who's their bass player. And so I said to both of them, I said, would you do me a favor? Let me sit in on that interview. I said, I can just be in the room. And they're like, no, you can sit in a chair. I'm like, cool. And so I had a chance to meet Jeff and told him what I had done. And he said, oh, we'll do it.
Wow.
And so I was like, at that moment, which is like 6:30, realized that they were going to let all 30 kids and myself be up there.
That's so awesome. And what are you saying? You said for 35 years,
no means find another way to get.
Exactly.
And it's nothing against the U2 movement. It's just that if there's something you really want to do, don't let somebody telling you no stop it. If it's meant in the right way.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, going to help other people. Well, five students that took a chance and came early and went to rehearsals and got sized for robes, not even knowing if they were going to be able to come, at, you know, to be on stage. They knew they get to sit in the audience. And we were able to work with the Assembly Hall, State Farm Center, to get tickets at a little lower cost for the parents. And so we were able to raise some money so that some people that couldn't afford tickets, the parents could come too. And it was like all the stars just aligned.
I was
so grateful and blessed.
Well, because you met Jeff backstage, is that why you were able to come out on stage with a bass? We got a text in about that, Mary, and share the story.
What?
Okay, here's the real scoop. During the rehearsal, their representative, his name is Kyle, that he was our, quote, handler. All he does is take care of choirs and merchandise at every venue throughout this tour. And he used to work with Whitesnake, and he just loves kids and loves music. And same thing with Jeff Pilson and Kelly Hansen. They are so big on public school music, band, choir, orchestra, and so supportive of it. As also, they're very supportive of the St. Joe's Children's Hospital. They sell their CDs, and $5 of it goes to the Children's Hospital, which is great. And I said, you know, I've got these kids, then we really want to do this. And Kyle said, well, Marion, I'm going to tell you something. He said, at the end, Jeff always picks one choir person. He doesn't tell you who it is. He's just going to look up and point to somebody. And then the directions are you're supposed to come down, take two fingers, and play his bass, you know, with two fingers until you do the cutoff for the song. And all the kids were like, oh, you know, do we get to pick who gets to do it? And Kyle said, no, Jeff gets to pick who he selects.
Hmm.
And so when we finished the interview and Jeff and I were talking and he was asking me some questions about Unit 4 schools and music and how many people I had in the choirs. And he was like, wow, this is amazing that you've got this many kids. And the cameraman, Ethan, from WCIA, was a former student of mine. And he took both choir and my music survey class where we taught audio and video editing and careers in music, and now he's a cameraman for WCIA. And so Ethan, standing behind the camera, says to Jeff, right over the other commentators, Jeff, would you give my teacher a hug? And he did. And so I got a great big hug, and then when he gave me the hug, he said, do you want to be the person picked? I said, I do. So I want to do that bass thing.
So he
winked at me and off the door he went. So I didn't know until the very end. But if you watch the little video, you see where I go down. And I guess my last 2 seconds is playing the bass guitar.
Well, I'm seeing him walk over here in this video, and he's kind of directing the thing. Is this about the time when...
Oh, yeah, sing it with a choir. I want you to show me. Come on.
You'll see. Him, he points to me. I get to go down center stage with him and play his bass.
So
it's at the very end of the song.
I love it. Okay, so I gotta watch this live. This is so good radio. You can't see a thing, but I do. Anyway, it's awesome. Marion Wyatt, now retired. How does that? And this is it. This is, I mean, turning in keys, right? This is it.
This is it. I'm getting ready to go into Centennial right now and take my keys and turn them in.
Congratulations on a successful choir director career.
Well, thank you to all of the people in the community that have had their kids in choir. Stevie, you know, you're three, you're like family. And that's the way all my kids are. I just love working with the students. And now watching them all grow up, this community has not ever turned its back on me, even when things have been a little bit more difficult than others. It's the people. And I'm so thankful for the students and their parents and their family members that have been so supportive. And I hope that they will continue that. And I love it.
Well, you've had a stellar career, and you're one of those legacy teachers. And I'm so sorry that every child can't have you as a teacher, because you're very, very special. And I'm sorry for those that are missing you, because you're a difference maker and have been for a very long time. Okay, finally, here it is. He's now coming over, kind of pointing at you, and you are walking down in your blue robe and kind of trotting. Holy cow! Dramatic and everything.
Yes, and it's like, yeah.
I mean, you hit it like a drum roll or
something.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's this choir up on stage with us tonight.
It was amazing. And then when the kids got on the bus, I said, guys, this is my last public school bus ride. And you know what they did? They sang.
Oh.
And we were able to get the bus driver a ticket for she and her best friend. And so it's like all the stars aligned.
Yep.
Unreal.
It was just amazing.
Good story, Marion Wyatt. Thanks for sharing.
Just got a text
Thanks for calling.
Mike says it's amazing the love these kids have for Marion. She will be missed.
That's for sure. It was such a great finale concert, too.
Well, what a way to go out, kind of pounding on the bass guitar at State Farm Center, and the crowd going crazy. Come on, Mrs. Holland. Come on, man.
It was just so fun. And we had people that had bought front row tickets, and they're screaming. Check my Facebook page. It was on, I think her name's Erica Tharp. And she, at the end of the thing, is screaming, "That's my baby! That's my baby up there!"
It's awesome.
So parents were going wild.
That's so fun. What a great moment. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for all you've meant to so many. Talk about ripples in a pond. You have a lot out there. We appreciate you very, very much, and hope to see you soon.
You will. I love you, and I love your kids and your wife, and everybody, thank you so much. It's been a ride.
Thank you. Marion Wyatt, Centennial Choir Director, retiring as of this morning. We love her, too.
She's performing with Foreigner last night like a total of 30 students up on stage on June 23rd, 2019.
I mean, performing. I mean, it was the deal, man. She's out there hitting that thing like...
I know, Jeff Pilson's bass.
Well, it's like she's working like a drum thing.
Uh-huh.
And she's kind of kneeling down, and then she's doing the rock and roll thing, man.
Yeah, here
she
is.
Let's see if I can. I want to play that really fast again. And you can hear the bass. All right, now here she is. She's coming down. Marion Wyatt, Centennial High School. Listen. That's amazing. Very dramatic. Great job. How fun.
Come on, make some beautiful noise.
Really good last night on stage, Foreigner at the State Farm Center. That is so cool. Okay, we'll come back to our sports. We're running a little behind on that. Let's check your weather now. ESPN 93.5.
Heavy rain, thunderstorms, windy conditions, high 80, low 61. Otherwise, we have some clouds. Sunshine tomorrow, high 86, low 66. 87 Wednesday through Sunday, down to around 67 with a slight chance of showers. Currently 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, come back, give you the recap of sports here in just a moment. It's 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana. Time for your Fox Business Minute, 20 past on the 24th of June.
From the Fox Business Network, Eldorado Resorts is buying Caesars Entertainment. Carl Icahn, a major Caesars investor, has been pressing for a sale of the company. The merged business will own and manage 60 casino resorts across 16 states under the Caesars name. Restaurant chain Del Frisco's is being sold to one of its investors, private equity firm L. Catterton. Including debt, the deal is valued at $650 million. And McDonald's says its Quarter Pounder sales are up 30% since it switched from frozen to fresh beef. McDonald's executive Marion Gross tells USA Today the company sold 40 million more Quarter Pounder burgers at the start of this year than it did a year ago. Gross says it's the most significant change at McDonald's since it launched all-day breakfast in 2015. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Quick check of our sports headlines, 8:25.
All righty, we had the L.A. Angels beating the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4. All runs scored in the ninth for the Cardinals. So they were
six nothing.
Low game.
It was,
Anyway, a really good appearance, obviously, from Albert Pujols throughout the series, really, but really had some mo going on in his first appearance in 8 years on that Friday night game. So a lot of texts in about that earlier.
Standing ovation every single time.
For 11 bats.
That was stunning.
Right. Cubs over the Mets 5-3 yesterday. Now they've got a series starting up against Atlanta. Texas over the Chicago White Sox 7-4. They'll be in Boston for a game later today. College World Series Championship Michigan Vanderbilt today. FIFA World Cup Soccer has the USA women taking on Spain at 11 a.m.
Well,
sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
Go women. Sinclair Broadcasting and DirecTV are in a squabble, so I'm not getting Fox Sports right now. It's a bummer. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, ready to stand by and help you find the appliance you need. And you can get a garage refrigerator, something that's down there, doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, doesn't cost very much. Or you can get the real fancy schmancy kind with side-by-side doors and bells and whistles and talks to you and everything else. Dick Van Dyke will know about their product. That's what they do. That's all they do, and that's all they've done for 42 years is appliances. So the people that work there know what they're talking about, which is very refreshing. And the low prices are the low prices. And they give you a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Now, you can go other places, and you might find something for $20 less, but you won't get the 10-year protection plan.
That's right.
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you want to visit. Remodeling or just time to visit the appliance question. You're trying to put it off. Maybe it's time to browse a little. Stop by their store.
Maybe check out this European line called Beko. It looks really cool with the stainless steel and that fingerprint-free.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
It's really cool on the gas range and the electric dryer and the refrigerator. You can go to appliance-world.com. I see Jay Lehman on this testimonial
here, too. Jay just did a new TV spot for Dennis Rieke as well.
Awesome.
Check out the Champaign location on Neal. Before you get to I-74 or appliance-world.com. Feel free to text in if you'd like, 359-2255. We're going to check our Fox News and local news with Jamie Monticelli right after that on this Monday morning. Heck, it's July. Next week, you got the fun days coming up in Tolono.
Yes, we do,
Friday,
on the 28th
Saturday.
And 29th, yep.
And nothing going on in Tolono on the 28th and 29th.
Oh, my goodness.
Where do I drive? Where do I park?
You can park Busey downtown Tolono. We have a shuttle that takes people to West Side Park.
Okay.
So you turn and head west at the only traffic light on Route 45. It's within three blocks. There's parking, you know, along the street and everywhere. The fireworks are going to be outstanding from American Patriot Pyro Incorporated. That's around 9:15 on Saturday night.
Okay, news next, ESPN 93.5, 8:28 in Champaign, Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The president this morning keeping up attacks on the Federal Reserve for not cutting interest rates, tweeting, "The Fed blew it." President Trump, meanwhile, getting attacked by a leading Democrat vying for the White House, former Vice President Joe Biden.
In an op-ed in the Miami Herald, he takes issue with the border wall, calls on Congress to recognize dreamers as Americans.
Fox's Blake Berman. Biden weighing in on the president's threats to carry out massive raids and deportations, calling them
more evidence that President Trump's morally bankrupt re-election election strategy relies on vilifying immigrants to score political points while implementing policies that ensure asylum seekers and refugees keep arriving at our border.
And a sheriff in South Texas says Border Patrol agents have discovered four bodies, three of them children, Sunday, in a wildlife management area near the border. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police think a stabbing that happened in Campustown on Friday afternoon was prompted by a fight caused by people who might have been drunk. The stabbing happened outside McDonald's on Green Street. Police arrested 66-year-old Jerry Webb for aggravated battery. The victim was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. 5 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to removing an electronic ankle monitoring bracelet he was required to wear while on parole. 32-year-old Eric Kirk pleaded guilty to escape. A more serious charge was dropped in exchange for the plea. He was required to wear the bracelet while on parole for a weapons offense. He removed it sometime in 2018. Quick reminder that starting July 1st, Illinois drivers caught using their cell phones will get a moving violation on their first offense. It also comes with a $75 fine on the first offense, $100 on the second offense. It's $125 on the third offense. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
To get back to South Bend, Indiana to get screamed at. So not a great look and not a great feel. And they say that racial tensions in South Bend are not very good. I mean, they're high. That's not a very good thing.
Okay.
So he's been wrestling with all of that, and some woman screaming at him going, "You want me to vote for you for president?" And she says, "I'm not asking for your vote." And she says, "Good." So on national TV, which is where they all follow him now, because he's, by some polls, fourth. So he's in the hunt, you know. But this isn't it's one of those. You can't really win some of those arguments. Because what they're yelling, first of all, the thing to say is we don't know exactly what happened. Let's look at all the details and do an investigation.
Right.
But right off the top, it's racism and you're anti-black and all these. How do you ever talk to that? You just can't. You have to get all your information so you know exactly what happened. And then when you do, you assess the information, but it's too logical when you're emotional. So anyway, so there's a Pete Buttigieg news. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris kind of at the top tier. Elizabeth Warren has a free college plan. She'll forgive $50,000 per family if you make under $100,000. Bernie wants all in. He wants to tax Wall Street. The greed of Wall Street. And by the way, Bernie Sanders says he has to do more work out there to explain it better. On his website, a few years ago, he said, you have a better chance of achieving your dream in Venezuela than you do in the United States. Oh, he took that down.
Of course. Quickly.
Socialism?
When you see the disastrous Venezuela.
Socialism does not work. Socialism is a bad system. Socialism is not what we are. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen. I would think Joe Biden would have the best chance to beat Donald Trump. Otherwise, you've got to go pretty far left. And I don't think the country's quite ready for all that.
So in this article, it says, tune in Wednesday and Thursday as the 20 candidates make their points, score a jab here and a counterpunch there. It's a tough task given 10 candidates, 2 hours, 12 minutes per candidate.
Wow. Okay, so that's 2 days. Now, this is the unknown. Do I ding Joe Biden, which is generally what you try and do? You ding the leader. You try and get the leader. If you just say Donald Trump's evil and he's erratic and he's dangerous to the country and the democracy ends if he wins again, why wouldn't Joe Biden just cruise on in? Because I think he would. You're going to have to get Joe Biden off of the perch that he's on right now. He's got the most gravitas. Vice president, worked with Barack Obama. I don't see how without something you're going to have to come get him. I mean, that's just how it works. So, you know, you have the Joe Biden suggesting that he work with segregationists. How dare you, sir? How dare you? You need to apologize for the guys you worked with 40 or 50 years ago. That's how ridiculous it's gotten. So there's a lot of twists and turns, but I would think they will try and just unify against Donald Trump. But again, if you're trying to get yourself in there and get a little mole, you're going to have to show the difference between why Joe Biden would make the most sense. You guys are all too far left. He is now, he's tacking that way, but Joe Biden would probably kind of be a middle guy that a lot of Republicans might be comfortable with. But Donald Trump said he'd prefer to run against Sleepy Joe. I don't know who comes up with the nicknames, and it's never happened before, and I don't particularly like it. But he does it, and he seemed to be pretty effective at nicknaming people. If you get on his bad side, you get a nickname. Just head shaker.
Right.
Okay, any thoughts? 359-2255. We talked with Ted about the Rolling Stones in Chicago Friday night. You saw something said 60,000. He thought more like 75 because you're putting people on the floor of the stadium.
Right.
He said it was amazing musically, which is what I would question for a 75-year-old lead singer in Mick Jagger.
That's right.
But he also said that the Stones get $2 million per band member per night.
Wow.
Would you do it?
17 nights on this tour.
Take your Geritol and get on out there? What do you do?
Also said that 50% of the audience from other countries coming in and actually kind of following this tour.
I mean, think of the dough you have. If you go to all the shows, and there are people, Dave Matthews, there are people that have people that follow shows, but not...
Yeah, but this isn't the camping out style of that kind of music festival scene.
No, you're
like
just
the Grateful
city
Dead
to
days.
City, so you need tickets to get to the next venue.
Right.
You have to buy tickets to the show.
And the hotel. And the food out, and
I think you got at least 50,000 in this thing if you have two people.
Mm-hmm.
I would think at least 50. So if you're rich and you got plenty of money and time, then you like them.
I guess it is a bucket list kind of thing.
But how often can you listen to Can't Get No Satisfaction and need to hear it the next night? Not on that page. I don't know what it says about me, but the most times I've ever seen anybody is Barry Manilow. Because I like the crooning thing. I used to kind of want to do that, and that was, I've seen Barry Manilow three times.
Right.
That was way long ago. And I've seen Billy Joel once. I don't even know if
You'd probably like Michael Bublé.
I would like a Michael Bublé show, I'm sure.
You should try to see that.
Positive,
show.
But I've never seen anybody more than once.
Okay, then.
Kenny Rogers? That was a big one. And Dolly Parton.
Okay.
I love Barbara Mandrell.
Right.
That's 40 years ago. Are you kidding me? That's what I've got, okay? That's all I've got. I just got that. I'm not a big concert guy. I like going. I really liked Donny Osmond and
Marie.
Donny with the piano player guy at the Virginia years ago.
Mm.
Jim Brickman.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
I saw that one too.
Was a good show. I just liked how they mingled and then they played and it wasn't too loud.
You would have liked this Art Garfunkel show.
I probably would have really
night.
Dug Art Garfunkel Virginia on Saturday with a lot of people. It was a whole downstairs full?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's like 1,000 people.
I'm so glad I got to see the end of that. So.
I think that's awesome. Uh-huh. All right, let's check your full sports report. The story of the weekend for me in sports was the enormous and amazing and unprecedented response to Albert Pujols coming back to St. Louis for the first time since 2011. I have never seen anything like it. I don't think you'll ever see a player do two curtain calls in a weekend at the opposing stadium. What was that? Stunning. That's what it was. 8:42. More on that next.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
From soccer practice to home improvement projects, your days are busy. Busey understands. That's
That's why we offer innovative solutions to keep your financial life in order. With Busey's mobile app, deposit checks, transfer funds, and pay bills, whether you're in the boardroom or at the ballpark. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He finds unique ways to let both food and wine dictate his story. He's Chef Thad Morrow, from humble Midwestern beginnings to the center of the world in New York City. And he's back at the new Naya Restaurant, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, situated in the heart of Campus Town. Enjoy a night out in the company of those you love. Join Chef Thad Morrow at Naya, now open at 212 East Green Street, online at nayarestaurant.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Quarter till ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
LA Angels prevent a sweep 6-4 winning over the St. Louis Cardinals. What was really trending was Albert Pujols was back at Busch.
Right-hander's pitch. Pujols hits a drive. Deep left field. And that's a home run to the Angels bullpen.
Listen to the crowd at Busch. Unbelievable. And then later... I mean, later in the he's jogging around the bases. It just keeps going.
And these fans want a curtain call. There it is.
Unreal. Curtain call.
A tip of the batting helmet to the fans at Busch Stadium, and you just don't see that.
First time ever.
Mike Shannon.
Okay. Cubs over the New York Mets. That final was 5-3. Now they've got a series starting up against Atlanta. 7:05 start heard on US 105.9 with John Lester on the mound. Javier Baez had a great hit.
And Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance.
That's what sealed the deal for Chicago. Texas over the Chicago White Sox 7-4. Now the White Sox are in Boston for a game later. We've got the College World Series Championship with Michigan and Vanderbilt. They'll have a few games as they go at it. FIFA World Cup Soccer also happening at 11 a.m. today. USA Women facing Spain. Chez Reavy at 17 under to be on top of the leaderboard at the Travelers. And what's trending in Illini Nation is the Dyke Edelman Awards with sprinter Devin Quinn and volleyball setter Jordan Poulter ended up winning that. You knew Dyke, huh?
Oh, yeah. Dyke Edelman was
it's more of a sportsmanship kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, he was one of the greatest athletes ever. He won 17 varsity letters. He was a good friend of mine. And I broadcast, he and Teddy had me over to make pancakes for him in the 90s, and I broadcast live after he was recovering from a heart attack. But Dyke Edelman was a incredibly outstanding, obviously, athlete, player, but a great human being. I miss him. All right, we're going to check your weather coming up.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need, we got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
And Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Kind of great condition, 70% chance of showers today, a high 80, low 61, 80% chance of rain, windy conditions. We've got a high of 86 tomorrow with sunshine expected, 66 our low in the evening. Another 20% chance of an isolated shower, thunderstorm, warmer yet on Wednesday with a high 87, low 67, partly cloudy, high near 90. For Thursday through Monday with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Right now, the temperature's at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
This is Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. There are a lot of roofing companies around, but you won't find one more dedicated than Freedom Roofing. We're a locally owned family business, and we'll give you an honest, accurate assessment of your roof's condition. If you need a new roof, we'll tell you. If you don't, we'll reassure you that you're okay. And you won't find anyone who will be more dedicated and committed to your complete satisfaction. Please reach out to me for a free quote. Just go to freedomchampagne.com.
Cardinals host the Arizona Diamondbacks July 12th through the 14th, and there are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, fans will take home a replica of the 2009 All-Star Game jersey. On Saturday, fans will receive a Cardinals golf umbrella courtesy of St. Louis Children's Hospital. And Sunday wraps up the weekend with the Cardinals brim straw hat presented by Brown and Crouppen. That's July 12th through the 14th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Well, we talked to Marion Wyatt. Choir, Centennial Choir, was on stage last night.
You'll see him. He points to me. I get to go down center stage with him and play his
That's
stage.
So
it's at the so very end of the song.
Not only did she get to be up there in a robe with her school kids, she got to play the bass.
Yes, she did.
And she did a great job.
And actually kind of met Jeff Filson because she was backstage. I know Ethan. He was an intern here at Stevie J Broadcasting, too, a cameraman for WCIA, kind of brought her into the fold for the interview and all that. Just it seemed like all the stars lined up for a good night for her to get some extra people on stage, too.
Yeah.
Good stuff. A nice finale for Marion White.
Well, and she always told her kids no means another way of finding yes. And that's for situations like that.
Sure.
Where she had five more kids she wanted on stage.
That's right.
She found out a way to talk to the bass player
exactly.
who said okay.
Uh-huh.
That's how you do that.
That's right.
Okay. That'll do her.
Awesome.
We got those Democratic debates we'll be talking about more this week. Those are Wednesday and Thursday. I think it's 8 to 10. Is that Eastern or Central?
That
I think it's 8
right.
to 10 on NBC.
And 10 candidates per night.
And I think Rachel Maddow might be like Sean Hannity hosting the debates, which I don't think is appropriate.
Well, it said 12 minutes per person, but that doesn't count the moderator.
Well, she's going to ask very liberal left questions for Joe Biden, so that'll be interesting to get his reaction, see how far left they can tug him. But, yeah, Rachel Maddow is not a news person. She's a person with a point of view, much
like
a Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't expect Sean Hannity to host a debate because you're going, wait a minute, he's too opinionated. Same for Rachel Maddow. So I'm a little surprised that I think she gets one of the nights. Anyway, more on that as the week progresses. Again, amazing Albert Pujols stuff over the weekend in St. Louis. I just don't think, of course, you just can't simulate what happened. A guy that's a Hall of Famer unexpectedly leaves. He's Stan Musial. He leaves the team for 8 years and comes home. And how will the Cardinals react? Because there was a lot of bitter, sweet thoughts and anger at the time. And here he is welcomed like that. And he had to blink back a bunch of tears.
That's right.
I think he was shocked. And his wife was interviewed. And she was shocked.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's a great, great way to do it. Cardinal fans are awesome. And maybe Jeremy will have a little more on that coming up. Stand by. Thank you very much, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. I'll be back in the morning from 7 to 9. ESPN 93.5. Have a great Monday. From the University.